On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Clazy, Matt and Kimber, George Columbaris joins us in the studio.
The hilarious and lovely Ed Cavalli takes a look at the World Cup.
And our expert comedian mum, Janelle Koenig.
Save time with the Clazy, Matt and Kimber Catch-Up and save 35% on your natural gas charges when you switch to Clean Heat. T's and C's apply.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
He was cooking and judging in the Dandenong Rangers last night. Now he's in Perth. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only George Columbaris. G'day, mate. Good to see you.
Jeez, what an introduction. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Just a quick drum sting.
Thank you.
Now, George, look, I'm quite aware that most people plan their weekly shop and their weekly meals, and a lot of people right now will know what they're having for dinner tonight. Mm. I don't cook till I'm hungry, which I know is a terrible move. Because then it means I'm unplanned, and it also means I'm guilty of eating cheese and crackers while I'm cooking because I've left it too late.
Yeah,
you know,
gotcha.
I wait till I'm hungry.
Gotcha.
Clezzy here likes to partake in some Dorito chips sometimes while cooking.
Okay.
Have you got something you snack on while you're preparing meals?
Look, to be quite honest, I don't really do much cooking at home. I'm very lucky. Natalie does all that. But in saying that, it's very interesting because, back in all my restaurants, we're pretty strict with the diet of our staff. They're, like, I need them to eat and eat right, not just binge eat. But there's when I'm doing a service, I like to do it hungry because what it does is it makes me want to taste everything with a lot more detail to check seasoning, to check consistency, check the standard that we're looking for. But, it's don't leave it till you're hungry.
No.
I've been doing it my whole life. Yeah. It's terrible.
Do you know, I do this thing. Like now I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch. Do you know?
Yeah, I do that all the time. Yeah.
I don't. It's awful.
I just want to know what I'm going to eat next.
Yeah. I do that as I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock. I'm thinking, geez, I'm looking forward to breakfast. What am I going to have?
That's why we need to bring out edible doonas.
Yeah, okay.
You can imagine that. You know, you just wake up in the middle of the night, have a little munch, go back to sleep.
That's can it be made of Doritos?
There's not enough eating in bed, is there?
Yeah, more of it.
Of course, our listeners can't see the passion, which, George, when he talks about food, and we know you're passionate and you're a great motivator on the show. But I didn't realise that you were also being used for other motivational speaking. And I did my research and found a speech that you gave to the Greek in the last World Cup, the Greek national football team. And George was interviewed about and asked about that experience.
What did you say to the team?
I said, well done, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm proud of you. Yeah.
And what did they say to you, George?
Nothing.
That brings back memories.
English. So I said, he's there, dog.
What does that mean?
Start cooking. One hour.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Please
that was South Africa World Cup.
Oh, right. Was it? Okay.
I was there for it. We got a phone call from SBS for me to go on the show. I'm contracted to 10.
Sure.
24 hours later, my lawyer, who looks after me, gets a phone call going from Channel 10. We're so upset. George has gone on SBS. It's unacceptable. He's breached his contract. And he's going to me, it's just not possible. I'm at the World Cup with him. We're all here. Yeah. He hasn't done any TV. They hadn't actually gone in and had a look at what it was.
Oh, really?
And that was Rob Sitch. And it was so funny.
And a great compliment to Rob Sitch right there.
He's a legend. He's an absolute legend.
If I look up a dictionary online today, is the word envy, does it come up with photos of your mates at the World Cup? Be honest.
I'm so envious.
Yeah.
Like they're there. They're watching all the games, having a great time. It is a wonderful, whoever hasn't done a World Cup, if you can one day, do it. Because it's not just about the game. It's about this sort of wonderful sort of camaraderie between countries, nations. Obviously, once the game kicks off, everyone's fighting for their country, passionate. Mm. But then after that, there's this wonderful thing going on, outside the grounds. People are just connecting. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, the Olympics are like that.
Yeah.
Went lucky enough to go to Sydney. Yeah. It's like this international festival, isn't it?
It's awesome. We live in a day and age with so much doom and gloom.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. It's a beautiful thing and we should embrace that.
Why didn't you write that into your contract?
Yeah.
Be like, I have to be at the World Cup.
I need you. I need you.
I'll be part of your team. Can you let me know when I'm going to be hungry?
Yeah. I'll do that for you. You won't need to because I'll just feed you.
Yeah.
Well, you can write up the contract for the new edible donor.
Yeah, quick sign. Anyway. Just sign the contract before he finds out I'm vegetarian and ruins his day.
George, seeing you need Kimber, she needs you to hang around for the juice, her entertainment segment. Will you do that for us?
I'd love to.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Well, it's well and truly underway. The FIFA World Cup, the game's the most beautiful man, Ronaldo scoring for Portugal last night.
He did.
It's well and truly on for young
Didn't
and old.
Didn't mess up his hair, though.
No, certainly not. And a great celebration. But Santo Sam and Ed's Cup Fever is back for the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia. And you can watch it weekly on ABC iView and listen to them on Apple Podcasts, the ABC listening app, and of course, wherever you get your podcasts. And joining us this morning on the show, here he is coming in right now. It is Edward Robert Cavalli.
My full name. How exciting.
How are you, mate?
Thank you so much. Well, I'm tired because, of course, I do the Santo Sam and Ed Total Football or Cup Fever podcast for the ABC.
Yep.
So Santo Sam and I obviously been doing stuff for the World Cup since 2010. And people always ask, well, why do you get to talk about the World Cup? So my credentials, I was a terrible player. But when I did once swap a pair of tracksuit pants with Tim Cahill's brother.
Ah,
and
wow.
So, yeah, that's good. Thanks so much. Yep. And I have seen every game of every World Cup since 1990.
Football royalty, you are.
Okay. Well, no, I'm an enthusiastic amateur, but this is my Christmas. All of my things put into one. The World Cup is for me. And I love it so, so much. And I'm so excited for Australia to play Denmark because we have to win this game. We saw that everyone, you know, you would have seen mm-hmm. the people saying that we did pretty well against France. We had them. We had them. We should have got a draw against France. Because the thing to remember about the French team is that they all hate each other.
Mm.
They are not a team in any sense. They are 23 young people who are forced to live together and hope that a relationship forms. They're like the cast of Love Island, but with vaguely less herpes. So that was our big chance. A big chance missed, unfortunately.
Yeah, yes. That's also how our radio team works.
Oh, is it really?
Like, yeah. Just
only we're not a billion-dollar team.
No, that was, yes, exactly.
I mean,
right.
Look, even outside of the football world, you know, Denmark is quite, it's an enviable place. People always say they get their education right, they get their stuff right. You know, so are they going to have something on us because, they're just a well-functioning society?
Well, you bring up an interesting point, which is that where as countries go, often their football teams follow. So the Danes are organised. Mm. The Danes are sort of vaguely placid, but you know underneath that they're pretty hardcore.
Right.
But that's what they are. They're structured and they've got one good player. Much like the country itself, they have one good player, which is Princess Mary.
Yeah.
They
have, she's from Tassie.
She's from Tassie.
Yeah.
They have this guy called Christian Eriksen, who's very, very good. But you're right. We should be able to beat them.
Right. Mm. Oh, hang on. He's not a striker, is he?
No, well, he's worse
attacking
than that.
Midfielder.
Yeah, he's attacking midfielder, yeah. Okay. Which is worse.
He sets him up, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Of course, Ed, I walked back into the studio a bit doe-eyed the other morning because I said, I've made a new friend.
Yeah.
I feel like he might have oversold your friendship. Just
no, we're best mates. What are you talking about? We're going to Mallorca together.
We are.
Oh,
we bonded
love
over
together.
The World Cup. We bonded over World Cup podcasts, and that's what the World Cup does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it brings people together.
It does.
Exactly right.
People with little lacking sleep.
Yeah, oh, man.
Together.
How good is it? Because I've got a 9-month-old baby as well. And so I said to my wife, look, just so you know, I probably won't be sleeping for the next month. And she looked at me and she said, you mean like I haven't been for the last 9 months? I was like, we all got our cross to bear, love. There's no need to be like that.
Well, you've already dropped Tim Cahill's brother's name, but what about Tim Cahill himself? Will he get any minutes in this World Cup?
Yeah, Tim's going to see some game time today for sure. In the France game, when we tried to sort of go for a little bit more, we brought on a guy, Tommy Juric, who's a good player and he's sort of a bit more mobile.
Yeah.
But the idea this time will be to try and get crosses into the box, even though the Danes are quite tall and blonde and beautiful, which is whatevs. But Timmy is renowned for that type of thing. And he's sort of presence. You have to sort of look after him. If he's standing there, someone's got to watch him. So I think he probably will see more game time today.
It's all that experience.
And when you called Tim and had a chat, how was he feeling? Is he...
Do you know, I did speak to Tim. We spoke to Tim before and I said to him, how embarrassing is this? Ah, Timmy, we actually know each other. I once swapped a pair of tracksuit pants with your brother. Silence.
Ah. Oh, by the way.
Anyway, great to catch up.
By the way, Kimber Cahill, thank you very much.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, namesake.
No, nothing. No
apparently we are, but it's not believable enough. You know when my dad goes, oh, I can't quite remember. It was something like your uncle's brother's, but, you know, it was that sort of rubbish. So I don't trust anyone.
You know, you need to do that show. Where did you come from?
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Yes. Yes.
I say that every morning to her. Who do you think you are?
Where's my coffee?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Ed. All the best, mate.
Pleasure.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Mum is the word.
The word is the word that you heard.
Welcome back, Janelle. How are you?
I'm very well. Of course, I'm very well, as I hope you guys are.
So good to see you again.
Thanks. Now, my 5-year-old, her name is Maeve, and she does not look like me follicularly.
Right.
Okay, so her hair is nothing like mine because I'm half Asian, so I've got dark, very dead straight hair. my daughter, my five-year-old, looks like Dustin out of Stranger Things. Like, so she's got that yeah. really tight, curly hair.
Without the cap, yeah.
Without the cap, yeah. The really tight, curly hair, quite fair. And I can predict the weather based on the tightness of her curl.
Oh, wow. Okay, but frizzy.
It can be frizzy. Yep. And what that means is it's very, very hard to brush.
Okay. Mm.
And parents and grandparents and step-parents of daughters everywhere will hear what I'm saying when I say it is a nightmare brushing girls' hair in the morning. Okay. Even girls with easy hair, it's mm-hmm. hard mm. because they cry, they pull, they whinge. I did consider recording me brushing Maeve's hair in the morning so you could really appreciate how awful it is to do. But then I thought if I play this, you're going to call Child Protective Services yeah, on me because it is hysterical.
Especially if you've got sleeping knots. If there's knots in there, it's hard work.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, there is a thing called a tangle brush, okay. which is a brush that's shaped like a kidney almost. Okay. And it's quite short bristled. And that worked for a time, but no more. But I have found the brush.
Oh,
I found it. I found the brush. It was on the internet. It's called a tease brush, and it works. And it's a long handle brush, and it's quite a almost like a spanking paddle shape.
I was going to say that looks like a paddle.
It's quite with various shaped bristles on the brush.
Okay,
and this one is a dream.
This is the Wonder Brush. You've been looking for it.
It is a Wonder Brush. I found it on eBay. It's called a tease brush, and it is magic. And I've used the anti tangle spray and everything. It didn't work on my kid, but this one works. She'll sit there and have her hair brushed like it's, you know, 100 lashes, not lashes, 100 strokes to grow your hair. You know,
the
oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kearney gets a crack.
Have you bought a couple just to be?
I bought six.
Oh, but was it six for the price of one and some steak knives?
It was eBay.
Yeah.
But all I think of is I just hope my kid never gets nits.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, my new girlfriend's pretty adventurous. She said that we should have sex in the small lake in her garden.
Okay.
Yeah, she's into pondage.
Oh, dear. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Switch to Clean Heat for homegrown service. It's easy. Clean Heat. Switch, save, smile.